Asheville City Council and Buncombe County Commissioners both voted to remove the Vance Monument from Pack Square in downtown Asheville. But where will it go? The 65-foot-high monument is named for Zebulon Vance, former North Carolina governor and senator, and an enslaver. A board member for Vance's birthplace, which is a state historic site north of Asheville, says it definitely shouldn't go there.
We do not want to see the monument at the Vance birthplace.
Steve Nash is president of Mountain History and Culture Group. It's one of two support boards for the Vance birthplace, which Nash says is set up as an early 19th century mountain plantation, complete with cabins where the 18 people enslaved by the Vance family lived. By contrast, the Vance Monument was erected shortly after its namesake's death in 1894, a time when the lost cause myth took off in prominence following Reconstruction.
It would divert from the efforts of the site, which has been building towards a far more inclusive and historically accurate interpretation that really emphasizes the role of the enslaved people as well as the Vance family.
This month, the site manager for the Vance Birthplace Historic Site received a community service award from the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Association of Asheville and Buncombe County for her work to increase the historical accuracy of the programming at the birthplace. Moving the Vance Monument to the site would take away from that effort, says Nash.
To relocate that monument with all of its baggage and its own history, which is not time-specific, would be detrimental to the efforts and the mission of the Vance Birthplace Historic Site.
The North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, which manages the historic site, did not have a comment on the matter. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.